Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Thursday, October 8th, 2015, and today, I said tonight because we're going to be talking about pillows, and so of course my mind just went night instead of day. But today we're going to be talking about pillows. There's enough to know about pillows that we can talk about this for an hour. Pillows, we're going to be talking about the materials they're made from, how to choose the right one for you. I just got a new pillow and I'm going to tell you about my experience with pillows. And so by the end of the hour, you know, it really makes a difference in your sleep to have the right pillow. And so we're going to learn all about that today. My guest is Marlon Pando. He's the president and owner of White Lotus Home, and they make a lot of pillows. Hi, Marlon.
Hi, Deborah. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Nice to have you here. So I know you've been on the show before. You were one of my first guests when I started the show a couple of years ago. But I think some things have changed since then. And I see you have a new website. I see that, how long have we known each other? Like 10 years or something like that?
You hit the needle right in the head. 10 years since I've been involved in running White Lotus Home. And since before I started, I know I was researching about what you do. So, yeah, I would say about 10 years.
Okay, good. Now, before we go on, there's a little sound quality problem with you. Can you let's get you like closer or farther away from your phone so that I can hear you a little better?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. is that any better? I mean, I'm on my phone.
Okay, that's a little better. Yeah. Okay.
Got it.
So just try to stay that distance, and it's just a little fuzzy around the edges. Okay, good. So tell us how you became involved with White Lotus Home. That wasn't a company that you founded. You took over the company 10 years ago. So what made you interested in working with natural materials?
Well, I was born in Peru and in South America. I mean, being green was just part of life. When I came to this country, I got my MBA, worked in corporate America, and then I had the opportunity to become the general manager of White Lotus Home. And I just loved the idea to put in my green history and my MBA into a company like White Lotus Home.
Yeah, you've done a really good job. I really see over the years how you have continued to increase refinement of the materials that you're using, and that you're getting more and more organic materials, and that you're looking at how the products are designed and all of these things. I see this continuous improvement as new things become available. I see you using things like GOTT certified fabrics, and as things become available, you incorporate them into your products. I would say that you're probably one of the most affordable places to get organic mattresses, pillows, bedding, all those things for your bed. You're doing a great job of providing a really high quality product at an affordable price.
Oh, thank you, Deborah. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, White Lotus Home, it's definitely gone through a lot of good stuff, a lot of positive. But you know, thanks to the customers, I mean, our clients, they're asking more and more for more natural, more organic. And, you know, even though we have to keep the company going and moving and profitable, it's been easier to adapt to these new greener and organic environment because of the demand.
Yes. So what do you see over the years about the interest and like, do you see, like, sales are exploding, or how's it going?
Well, you know, to say exploding is probably it's a little too much, but I do see that word of mouth is spreading, and in our industry, Deborah, which, you know, that's very big. Advertisement, you know, just doesn't work really for our clientele. And what I've noticed is word of mouth is spreading so much that being able to buy products that are closer to us, like right now in America, the fact that we hand make right in New Jersey, and it doesn't have to be exported anywhere or imported for that sake, the fibers and bedding that we use, people are loving that idea, and they're embracing it more and more. They're feeling safer about it. So I feel like White Lotus Home can do what Whole Foods Market has done for organic food.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. I've been to your store in Highland Park, New Jersey, and I've seen your products being made, and they really are. I can tell our listeners that they really are made by hand. There's no factories. There's no what are they called? The one that goes down the line. Anyway, you know Do you still have the video on your website of where it shows the hand sewing of the mattress? That's so beautiful.
Definitely.
You should just, listeners, you should go see. You can watch them on this video sewing the mattress by hand and tufting it. And it's like a dance between the maker of the mattress and the materials. It's so beautiful. And this is all done just right there in Highland Park, America. Highland Park, New Jersey, America, and USA. And so there's no shipping from other places where there might be pesticides sprayed in the shipping containers or things like that. It's just clean materials manufactured in America and then right to your door. Yeah, yeah. And if you're in Highland Park or if you're in where's your other store? And then there's one in Miami.
North Miami, Florida. Or we're also in New York City. Well, right now in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay,
we have three locations.
Yeah, yeah. So you could go to one of their stores and try out the beds. And so anyway, so we're going to talk about pillows. Let's start by, do you want to talk about the toxic materials that are in normal pillows, about why people shouldn't buy them and buy yours instead?
Well, we can touch upon it. I'm more about White Lotus Home. We're more about this is what we have and what we feel this is, you know, a good thing or the next best thing for everyone to sleep on. We get a lot of folks that all of a sudden read the labels on the pillows or mattresses they sleep on, and there's a bunch of words in it that we just don't know what they are. And when you look at a White Lotus Home pillow, you'll see 100% organic cotton. You'll see the word K-pop. You'll see wool. You'll see words like that that we can relate to, look up if we have to, and get more information upon. There will not be any polyesters, you know, down and things like that in your pillows or mattresses. Someone that says White Lotus Home on the outside.
Yeah, I think that if you're not buying a White Lotus Home pillow or a pillow from another manufacturer of natural pillows, that what you're getting is, I think, basically either a polyurethane foam pillow. And I don't know if they put fire retardants on pillows made from polyurethane foam, but it's extremely flammable. And if you have a polyurethane foam mattress or it's in furniture, then it's required to have fire retardants on it. And then the other fill, I'm just doing this off the top of my head, the other fill that you would get would be polyester, which is also a petroleum product, and that would be more of a fluffy stuffing, and that's called hypoallergenic. And then there's down, and that's basically what you're going to find in a department store, for example, if you go buy a pillow. So, Marlon, we need to go to break pretty quickly, but why don't you start off and start telling us about your pillows. Let's just talk about the materials first.
Sure. On a White Lotus Home, you can have pillows that are made from 100% organic cotton, USDA certified organic cotton. That will be the fabrics on the outside and the inside. You could also get 100% organic, USDA certified organic buckwheat pillows. We also order, we also hand make all wool pillows and K-pop pillows. And they also offer just a really nice alternatives to all the other fibers that you mentioned, polyesters and downs and things like that.
Before you go on, we need to go to break. And when we come back, we'll discuss all of these thoroughly. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest today is Marlon Pando. He's president and owner of White Lotus Home, and you can go to his website at whitelotushome.com. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Marlon Pando. He is the president and owner of White Lotus Home, and you can go to his website at whitelotushome.com. Okay, Marlon, tell us more about pillows.
Sure, Deborah. Well, thanks again. We were talking about pillows. I just wanted to mention that there was one thing you mentioned about pillows that are fire retardants. Now, the law does not include pillows or other bedding. The law to pass fire retardant codes, it's really for the mattresses. But unfortunately, fire retardants have been found in pillows and bedding, like duvets and sheets as well. So we keep away from all that. I mean, for sure, any White Lotus Home pillow, it's made 100% of free of any chemical or any fire retardant. With that said, what we've noticed is that a lot of folks are coming to us because they're realizing that while they are, living green, eating organic, they're not sleeping in that form. And the idea that we sleep about a third of our lives away, we're all supposed to sleep 8 hours a day. I know probably you and I don't do that, Deborah, but we try.
I try to sleep 8 hours a day.
You do? Okay. Same here. I really try. So the idea of what am I breathing? What am I putting my nose next to for 8 hours a day average? And then when you look at those fibers and you're like, what? I'm breathing this, that, polyester, all this other stuff. So that's what we're getting. We're getting people, realizing that, hey, this is a third of my life I'm investing in here. And what I'm breathing when I'm sleeping. And as you know more than I do, right? I've read so much great stuff about it on your site. So when we're sleeping, if I'm not mistaken, it's when our bodies are looking to refulfill, re-energize,
right. Yeah. In fact, if you don't sleep properly, if you don't sleep enough, if you don't sleep that full 8 hours, then your body's detoxification system doesn't detox. And that's part of why our bodies are overloaded with toxic chemicals now, is because in our society today, people aren't sleeping. And so their bodies aren't detoxing. And they're exposed to all these toxic chemicals. So having the right pillow is really, really important to detox. It's a detox tool.
Yeah. It's funny enough. I was talking to a friend about this just the other day. Like that would be an ideal name for a pillow because we are not thinking about it. We're thinking about, oh, is it comfortable? Is it pretty? Is it, Meanwhile, can you imagine giving someone when they're detoxing more, of these chemicals to breathe, and that's where it comes down to. And our customers are just loving the idea. Whenever we do pillow giveaways, which we do once a month, we get so many people interested in voting so they can be picked as the winner that month. Whenever we do fairs and shows and contests, we're always giving out free organic pillows, and people just love it. They just can't they don't stop voting to become the winners.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it makes a big difference. So I want to tell our listeners today that that I just got one of the White Lotus organic pillows. Well, it's actually I shouldn't even say that. The pillow that I got was the Kapok pillow, and we'll talk about that, about Kapok as a material later. But I don't think I can say Kapok because there's probably no such thing as organic Kapok. Because it doesn't go through the agricultural. It's something that's plucked off of a tree. So I don't think there's any pesticides on it because it comes out of a forest. But it's not an agricultural product like growing it as a crop like cotton. But anyway, I got one of White Lotus's Kapok pillows. And I have to say that I honestly have been sleeping better on this pillow the last few nights since I got it. And last night, I slept a whole 8 hours. I actually did. And what one of the things that I love about this pillow is that it has exactly the right amount of fill in it for me. But if it didn't, it comes with a little zipper on the side. And so you can open the zipper and put in more or take some out so that it's just right for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, Goldilocks would love this pillow. And the zipper is one of those invisible zippers. I don't know if you all know what that's like, but it's not like a zipper with a lot of heavy metal teeth on it. It's a exactly. little zipper that you can't even see it on the side of the pillow. It's just got this little, the end of the zipper is just right there, and then you can pull it down and open the pillow if you wanted to. And when it's zipped closed, you can't even tell that it's there. And this is just the most intelligent pillow that I've ever seen. It's just, I can't think of a more perfect pillow.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, Deborah. And, you know, with time, we have learned a lot of things. And one of the things, I mean, there's a few things you mentioned, but one of the things that we discover with, well, when people are buying pillows, and of course, we wish we could, but we're not in every state, is that when they got it, they like it, but they wish they could adjust it. So mm-hmm. then you got folks that want to add more, remove more. So we do offer pillows without zippers. But we also offer them with zippers, which we're selling a lot more of, because as you said, once you get there, once you go to sleep, and you can wake up the next day or in the middle of the night and adjust it and save the beautiful fiber for a future use, or to just, you know, in a year or two, you can just add it back on as you see it necessary.
And also, then one of the things that happens, like I've been sleeping on natural pillows for 30 years. My first natural pillow was before there were even natural pillows. And what I did was I got a pillowcase and I rolled up some towels, just bath towels, and I stuffed them in the pillowcase because I didn't want to sleep on that toxic pillow. And there were no pillows to buy then. And, but since then, I think I've slept on every kind of pillow there is. And, so one of the things that I know is they get a little out of shape. And so I have to, if I can't open it, then I'm trying to like push the material around to make it comfortable and put it back in shape. And a lot of them, they lose their bounciness and their resilience. And so the fact that I can now open the pillow and put in more material or take material out if I want to, I don't have to rebuy a whole new pillow. You know, when the pillow goes flat, I can just put more material in, and that's a big savings on the price of a pillow. We need to go to break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the different fillings that can go in a pillow, and I'll tell you, and Marlon will tell you too, our experiences with those different fillings and how they feel and why you might want to buy each filling or not. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Marlon Pando, owner of White Lotus Home, and the website is at whitelotushome.com. Be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Marlon Pando. He is the owner and president of White Lotus Home, and that's at whitelotushome.com, and they make mattresses, pillows, and bedding out of all kinds of natural organic materials. And also they have frames for beds, and you can turn these mattresses into chairs and lounge chairs and sofas, and you could practically furnish your whole house with your can you do that? Do you have something for every room?
Oh yes, for sure.
Yeah. And on the website, there's this beautiful, when you go to the website, listeners, you'll see many pictures by going by in a slider of making the products, but also the products in the store, pictures of products in the store. And there's a beautiful one of a sofa. It's just with a light shining on it. It's actually a great sofa picture. So anyway, let's talk about what I would consider to be the four major fillings for a pillow and why you might want to choose one over another. And those are buckwheat, cotton, wool, and kapok. So let's talk about those four. I've never slept on a buckwheat pillow, so I don't know very much about that experience or why one would want to do that. What are the benefits of that?
Sure, Deborah, sure. Just quickly, I do want to mention that we can help you make your entire home as green as possible, from furnishing, bedding, custom made items, and things like that. But I know we want to focus on pillows today, which is great. And the question always is with our customers is, what is the best pillow? And it's not necessarily, it's almost never the most expensive one. That's what you get from traditional, suppliers. What we ask questions is, what do you sleep? How do you sleep? Do you sleep on your back, side, stomach, et cetera? The majority of the people that we see, you know, at least here in America, sleep on the side. Majority.
I sleep on my side.
Same here. Same here. Yeah.
My left side, to be precise.
Okay. So yeah, I flip both on. But anyway, so I've noticed that, again, the K-POG, what we're talking so much about, is ideal for that one. Because the K-POG is very nice and bouncy. It holds its shape for a long, long, long time. And we've noticed that's ideal. Because when we sleep on the side, you know, our neck, while it needs support, it doesn't need that much support as the rest of our body. Now, for those that, and, you know, the same thing, you know, the K-pop pillows can come soft, medium, and firm, you know, with or without a hidden zipper, which I know you were describing before. We call those hidden zippers, so you can't really see them.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't.
Yeah, so then you have folks that sleep on their back, which is a secondary, you know, people sleep on their back, or at least they start in their back and, you know, end up moving around sometimes. But those are the folks that, believe it or not, will prefer a little bit firmer, a little bit more supportive than just, you know, bouncy. So those are the folks that will get the organic kind. And then we've noticed that those folks, they feel like, no, not enough. I need a little more of firmness, of support. Those are the folks that primarily will go with the organic buckwheat pillow.
Mm, okay.
The organic buckwheat pillow, I mean, as you see, they're actually, you know, seeds. So the holes, they're real buckwheat holes. It gives you support. So pretty much when you put your head down, it's going to be like that when you wake up. As to where other pillows, you know, will get a little squishy, bouncing, and things like that. And the wool, it's more for those of us that are very warm-blooded, or I guess, you know, prefer the coolest sleeping surface possible. Sometimes people, you know, don't primarily understand that wool is a fiber that does keep you cooler in the summer and just warmer in the winter. Wool is an awesome product to have. It's a natural fire retardant, which is great, and naturally absorbs moisture. So it keeps our head cooler at night. But wool is, it starts very, very soft, and it does get a little bit firmer with time. So, you know, that's why we have these options. These four options help us give you know, everyone a better place to sleep, a healthier and cleaner and leaner pillow to sleep on.
Yeah, there really is something for everyone. So my experience sleeping on all these different pillows has been, first of all, I've never had a buckwheat pillow, so I can't say anything to that. But the first, when pillows started first being available that made out of natural materials, the first ones were cotton pillows. And, so I got a cotton pillow. And the thing about cotton, whether it's in a pillow or in a mattress, is that it does compress. And it doesn't have the resiliency that like wool has, much better resiliency. And so it gets harder and harder and harder. And like the first natural mattress I had, it was a cotton futon on the floor. It was so hard. It was just so hard. It was way too uncomfortable for me. And then this isn't a show about mattresses, so I won't give my whole history of mattresses. But then I went to wool. And right now I sleep on a wool mattress. I've had my wool mattress, this particular one, I don't know, 20 years or something. And it's just as beautiful as it was on the first day. It's on a wood slats, and it's extremely comfortable. But my wool pillows compress, and they flatten down, and they get in strange shapes. And I can't open them, so I can't really get them back in the shapes that I want them to be. And so for me, that's a drawback, because every once in a while I need to buy a wool pillow. But I'm really happy with this K Cape Cod pillow. Now, I've only had it a few nights, of course, so I don't know how it's going to hold up over time. But I'll tell you that the second I put my head on the pillow, I fell asleep. It was pretty amazing because usually I rest and then I lie in bed and think, and then I have to get a glass of water and, you know, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just laid down and I went right to sleep. It was pretty amazing.
That is amazing. And you're surprised how many times we hear that. It is a new fiber for us now. But crazy enough, K-pop's been around for a long, long time. Just after the Industrial Revolution, you know, we started making all the other synthetic fibers that, you know, got replaced, and then K-pop got replaced. But believe it or not, in the 1920s, people used to go, like, even to Mount Everest, used to wear these boots, and they were filled with K-pop. Mm-hmm. There's been warships that used to be full of K-pop mattresses and then also life. So it's been around, but thank God now it's coming back. It's an awesome fiber that is, you know, 8 times lighter than cotton. And it does all the things that you mentioned, which is great.
Yeah. So we need to go to break. And when we come back, I actually would like to tell a little bit more about K-pop because I think that most people don't physically know what it is, so let's describe that. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dad. My guest today is Marlon Pando from White Lotus Home, and that website is whitelotushome.com. And you should go there and see all his beautiful things. The website looks really great. They recently got a new website, and there's lots of pictures. And just scroll down the homepage, and you can see that video about how they make the pillows and how they make the mattresses. You see everything. There's nothing's behind closed doors here. You can see. You can go to the store and touch it and talk to them and everything. It's all out in the open. We'll be right back. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and my guest today is Marlon Pando, president of White Lotus Home, and their website is whitelotushome.com. And so we were talking about K-pop before the break, and one of the things that I love about K-pop, first of all, K-pop is not a fiber that is a crop like cotton. It's not an animal like wool. It's a tree, and it grows in the forest. And it's actually a very tall, majestic tree. It's been quite revered throughout the ages. And it grows these pods, and inside the pod are these seeds. And so what the K-pop is, the fiber of K-pop, is the stuff that grows around the seed. So when the pod bursts open, what nature wants is for those seeds to fly all over the place and make more baby K-pop trees. And so this is the fluffy stuff, K-pop in the pillows, is this fluffy stuff that's usually around the seed. And so to harvest it, they take the pods after the tree has done what it needs to do to make these pods. And then they take the pods and then they pull this fluff off the seeds. And that's it. I think they wash it or something. And that's it. And so it's just this completely natural material, and the tree is left standing, and it grows more pods. Now, how could very sustainable? Marlon, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, no, I totally agree with you, Deborah. K-pop has been known. I mean, I have a lot of customers that are vegetarians, and they call it the vegetarian down. You know. Mm-hmm. It supports all these great things. Because, I mean, like, you know, we sell wool, and, of course, people that are vegetarians do not like to go with wool. So it does all that, and it does grow, like you said, in forests. And there's no need for anything to be added or included in it, which is beautiful. It's like, you know, cracking open like a banana and using the inside of a banana to make a pillow. That's how nice and pure it is.
Yeah, it is like that, and I really like that idea, and I like the idea of that the fiber is there in nature to, like, carry off the seed, and it floats through the air, and I think of that, you know, when I'm going to put my head on the pillow, and I think, well, this this fiber in the pillow is comes from this wonderful tree and is now supporting me in sleeping. And there's nothing toxic about it. It has no odor, nothing. I mean, I know with some things like cotton, some people can't tolerate cotton because it has little bits of, you know, oil and things in it because that's the nature of the cotton. And
yes,
it's not
right.
that it's toxic or not natural. It's just that's the nature of the cotton. So some people with allergies can't tolerate that. And this is just, there's just nothing like that. I mean, again, I'll just say I can't think of a more perfect filling for a pillow.
Right. To completely agree. Totally agree. Again, we do carry, as you know, a number of other options, but this is one option that has been so well embraced by, you know, all my clients, customers. Some of them do, some people do know of Cape Bark from other parts of the world and from the historical things that they've done. But and the people that see it now and they see the pot, like you said, they see where it comes from. It's just almost unreal, but it's great that we have Cape Bark nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope that it gets a lot more use. So back to pillows. So you have a number of different sizes of pillows.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us about that?
Sizes? Yes. I mean, we offer every standard pillow there is. So when folks come shop with us, they don't have to worry about getting different kind of, you know, pillowcases, et cetera, which, you know, we can do that too. But what happens is there's been different needs, different requirements. You know, we have a travel pillow. We have our standard pillow, which is a 20 by 26 inch pillow. Then you have the queen pillow with two of those, next to each other are ideal for a queen size bed, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have, king size pillows and the same thing. It's for more for king size beds. Then we get into, the idea of buckwheat, organic buckwheat. Those pillows tend to be heavier than others because it's just pure holes inside. And those, the sleeping pillows on those normally are smaller. Again, the same idea of having healthy pillows. You also want them to be comfortable. I mean, you couldn't have a pillow fight with a buckwheat pillow because it's just
hurt. No. That would hurt.
Yes. So that's what all the options are for. And then on top of that, as you know, when people finally find, you know, us and people that are in our industry that does organic and green bedding, because thank God, I know we're not the only one. And I'm proud of that. I love that America is doing this. Some folks have special needs and requirements, and we will do custom-sized pillows, mattresses, and other beddings because of that. So that's why we have such a longer, wider selection of sizes.
Yeah, so again, you can really get almost anything you want. And one of the things that I've found as a consumer advocate over the years, because I've been doing this for 30 years now, it's actually November 1st, it's going to be 31 years.
My
31 years of books in print, but I started before that. And but the thing is that if you're wanting to find out about what's in a product or you're wanting to get exactly what you want, you can't just go down to a big box store and get any kind of information about the products or get what you want, your own custom whatever. But with a business like White Lotus Home, they're right there. You're dealing with, I mean, you can walk in the store and Marlin is there. And one, yep. In one of the three stores. and he knows what's going on, and they're happy to serve you, and you can find out exactly what the materials are. If you want something custom made, you can have it custom made. It's like they're there with you. And it's these kinds of businesses where you can really get products that are much less toxic and toxic free, because you're dealing with the people who actually have the idea that they want it to be toxic free and are doing, making sure that they have the materials and the processes. And this is where I think people, you know, they look around and they go, well, all products, you can't find out what they are, and all products have toxic things in them. Well, no, that's not true. There are a lot of businesses like this, and I have a lot of them listed on my website, on Deborah's List, that are small businesses like this where they're making exceptional products that are exceptionally pure, and they want to serve you with things that are healthy for you to use. And this is just, I would like all products to come from businesses like this, because you really can. I mean, really, I walked in the store and I could look at all the materials. I could watch them making the product, and how can you have something better than that?
Thank you, Deborah. I appreciate all that. And yes, I think the transparency is what our customers really love about us. we're an open book. We're not saying we have it all, but what we have will be able to explain to you from everywhere from where it's planted. Like, I can tell you right now that all my organic cotton, it's grown right here in Texas. I can tell you right now that the mattress that I sell, the pillow, that the fabric that I'm using is all made here, and it's handcrafted right behind one of my showrooms in New Jersey.
Yeah.
We're also still a family-owned. I mean, my sister, the vice president of White Lotus Home, she's Elizabeth Tando. She lives in Miami, Florida, and she runs the Miami store. My father, who retired, actually helps out at the New Jersey store. So you're definitely going to be dealing with us directly.
Right. Right. And so you know what's going on. You know, I mean, if somebody were to, if some employee were to bring a toxic cleaning product in the store, you would know it, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you're watching for things like that. And so it's not like, you know, that the owner is off in some corporate office and people who don't understand the concept are working behind the counter. You've really, everybody is aligned and you know what you're doing and you know what your philosophy is and what you want to put across in the world. And this is the result. And I'm very happy with what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Deborah. I appreciate it. You know, again, your support, your listeners, you know, our customers, they've been very helpful. It's easy in today's business environment to try to look for cheaper ways to do things. But we've realized that staying green, staying leaner, and just being smart about our moves has been very, very helpful with our growth. I mean, our number one thing that we have at White Lotus Home is our integrity. We've been around for 35 years, and it's still we get customers that know us before I was around, and they'll come back just because this is what they know, this is what they feel is the best for them and their kids, and it keeps going. So I'm very excited.
I'm very excited too, and you know, I'm just sitting here. Your website is up on the screen while we're doing the show, and so every once in a while I look at it, and I just saw a picture that had my book in the picture.
Yeah,
my book, Toxic Free, is right on your homepage.
Yep,
that's
very cute. I hope that's okay. We really always, you know, tell folks that, you know, don't hear, listen to us. Go to Deborah. She has a lot of questions. She has a lot of answers. Go there. And we do get people that have called and say, yeah, I learned from you because of Deborah Lindette. So, it works out.
I'm glad they tell you. All right. Well, so we only have about 15 seconds left. So thank you so much for being on the show today. Again, listeners, you can go to whitelotushome.com and see all of Marlon. There's my book again. Whitelotushome.com and see all of Marlon's pillows and mattresses and see which one you'd like for you. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindette. Peace out.